Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is July 7th, 2021. I'm going to start the collective reading by using tarot cards and asking, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? I have the King of Pentacles upright, Seven of Pentacles upright, Page of Swords reversed. So I'm seeing that you might be getting help from somebody, or you yourself are going to be this resourceful person that's going to have the wisdom, the resources, the skills, the ability to guide you and teach you. I'm kind of seeing maybe a mentor for you. I'm also seeing they're going to be teaching you about patience with your resources, right? The Seven of Pentacles is about accumulating your resources and then kind of looking at them and thinking, well, what am I going to do with it, right? I feel like you might be getting a lot of ideas right now. That Page of Swords energy, because it's reversed, you might be getting some ideas that are not beneficial to you, and you might be needing some kind of help in deciphering what is good for you and what is not. This could also be the King of Pentacles as you yourself right now. So you might be the person that's giving this wisdom to somebody else who's asking you, right? The Page of Swords reversed. Pages are always going to be this like younger mentality type of individual that could be coming to you for help and kind of getting their mind right and their skills right. And I feel like maybe you've learned how to finance yourself a little bit, how to schedule your finances, how to budget, what you need, what you want. You're kind of able to know about yourself a little bit more. So now you're able to share that wisdom with people that are seeking that. Death reverse. So I'm seeing that right now you might be struggling with letting go of a certain aspect of yourself that has helped you gain this wealth, or that has helped you get the Seven of Pentacles energy. And I'm kind of sensing that it's going to be important for you to, this could be having to do with your mind, the Page of Swords reversed. So I feel like maybe you're letting go of thoughts that are going on in your mind that are not beneficial to you, but now you're kind of, because you are still so emotionally linked to these parts of yourself, you don't want to let these parts go. But I think that's really going to be important if you want to get to the King of Pentacles energy and you don't find yourself there quite yet. I feel like parts of you need to go to make room for this King of Pentacles energy. We have the Six of Cups upright. To me, this is having to do with memory, with your childhood. I feel like right now is a good time to reflect on your life, reflect on your past, reflect on the last X amount of years, right? If you have anything that you've written down, any diaries, any memories, any photographs, today might be a good day to kind of look back, to really appreciate your journey. I feel like sometimes when we're on our journey in our lives, we don't really take time to appreciate the past because we're so busy living our lives, right? Like we're not always in the mood to look back. But I feel like right now is a good time to do that in order to kind of see where you want to close some endings, what ideas and thoughts you've maybe been dragging for years, right? That you're not even aware of. That just becomes such a part of your life that you think, oh, this is me. But maybe when we start to look back at these memories, we start to learn about ourselves and think, wait, was that actually me? Like, is that actually my authentic me forever? I'm seeing the Ten of Swords upright. You might be feeling a bit of burnout, a bit of exhaustion, just kind of tired in general. I kind of feel like your thoughts have been, because it's reversed, the Page of Swords reversed, I'm seeing that maybe a lot of toxic thoughts have been coming in and kind of infiltrating, penetrating and growing within your mind, you know, kind of like this pest, right? Like you get a plant and all of a sudden it comes with these like little fungus gnats, and all of a sudden it's like one fungus gnat, and then all of a sudden it's 10 and it's 20, and now you need to get some kind of thing to mess with it, right? To get rid of it. I'm kind of seeing that has to do with the Death reverse card. I feel like you have to find a way to allow yourself to let go of these parts of yourself, to get rid of these parts that don't serve you, that are actually causing you to feel exhausted, right? On the back, I am seeing the Ace of Cups upright. So definitely take care of yourself, feed yourself, right? Take enough naps, get enough rest, get enough play time, get enough alone time, get enough amount of socialization. Do things that make you feel good, but make yourself a priority at this time. I feel like that's really important. I'm actually kind of seeing this journey from the Ten of Swords, exhaustion, fatigue, and then self-love, and then you get to be the King of Pentacles. So I feel like the King of Pentacles is there for you as a goal, as a future you that is going to happen, as long as you take time to kind of look back on your past, to kind of look at what isn't working, at what is, at what you need to surrender to the universe, and just practice being patient with yourself as you learn to love yourself, right? Because we can sometimes forget what makes us feel alive, what makes us feel nurtured, what makes us feel good, centered, balanced, powerful. I feel like right now is a good time to just prioritize yourself. Give yourself all the self-love that you've been seeking from others. Give yourself that time and care to kind of allow for your truth to come out, right? Our truth changes from time to time, and I'm kind of seeing that this is the end of a cycle, but that maybe you don't quite know how to close the cycle yet. So it's kind of important to just kind of dig deep within yourself. On the back, I'm seeing the Seven of Cups upright. To me, this card is about mystery. So stay tuned to the mystery of your life, to what is coming. I feel like the more centered and balanced you are, the more you can kind of be ready, right? I feel like whatever comes your way, you're going to be more prepared, the more in your power you stand. I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. Now I'm going to pull from the Oracle of Emanations deck. What does collective need to know today? Gabriel, Angel of Heralds, Netzah, right leg endurance, and Gevorah, left hand judgment. So I'm seeing that right now is a good time to practice boundaries within yourself, kind of use your better judgment to see what is good for you and what is not. And this has to do with everything from your external world to your internal world. I'm seeing that Gabriel is here to guide you. So even if you feel alone, even if you feel like, you know what, I can't see where I'm going, so how can I get there? Know that Gabriel has got you. Right, he is guiding you, he is helping you. Your spirit team is showing you symbols, ideas, clues, insights, thoughts, moments. And in those moments, in these ideas, those are where the clues lie. And your only task is to realize that you have the power within you, even if you feel like you don't. Netza is here to tell you, like, hey, no matter how big this burden feels on your shoulders right now, how heavy it weighs on your back, know that you have equal amount of strength and power within yourself to handle this, to deal with this, to do what is right for you in moving forward. Practice what you've learned in your boundaries with other people. Practice them within yourself now. Realize that you are this multifaceted, multidimensional being, and you're not just one thing, right? If you study your mind closely, you'll see that there are many voices in there, right? There's positive you, there's negative you, there's stressed out you, there's worried you, there's hopeful you. There is the you that lives in the past, the you that lives in the present, the you that can tap into right now. And all these different yous have likes and dislikes, right? So I feel like if you can go ahead and see which yous keep attacking you, which ones want to kind of run your life and take over and are causing you this kind of burnout feeling sensation, it's important to have boundaries with these parts of you, right? In order to tell them, you know what, thank you, but no thank you. I'm gonna go ahead and focus on this part of myself right now. Have boundaries within yourself. I feel like that's really going to help you get through this journey. On the back, I'm seeing Chesed, right hand empathy. So the more gentle you are with yourself, the more you can be that for other people, right? I feel like sometimes we can push ourselves beyond what we even have. And it's just about being patient with ourselves, with our resources, with what we're learning, and knowing that the more we cultivate our patience and our presence and our power, the more we can be there for others in a more loving way. And I thank that deck. Thank you. Now I'm going to pull from the Trust Your Vibes Oracle Cards deck. What does collective need to know today? It's a team effort, instant feedback, and exercise your vibes. So go ahead and work out your body today. Do something that makes you sweat, that makes you feel good. And it's a team effort to me is about who surrounds you, who supports you, who can you talk to about your ideas, who can you connect with, right? Maybe these are friends from the past that you have that are more like these long-term friends and friendships that are just supportive and you know that they're there for you. I feel like right now is a good time to kind of tune into what they're saying, tune into what you're saying, see if you can kind of find some common ground, see if maybe you want to grow something together, see if maybe they inspire to try something new. I feel like right now, a good way to get out of your mind is to get into your body. That's why the exercise your vibes came out, and that's going to help you communicate better with other people. Instant feedback, I'm going to go ahead and read it because it gives some really good advice. It's time to expand your sixth sensory toolkit and learn to use kinesiology, or muscle testing, as a means to get instant vibe check on matters at hand. Muscle testing offers quick and reliable feedback when you can't access or don't trust your normal intuitive channels. The simplest way to muscle test is to find a partner who is willing to work with you. Next, place your right hand on your belly and your left arm out to the side. Think of your question, making certain it can be answered with a simple yes or no. With your question in mind, ask your partner to push gently down on your extended arm, using the pressure of no more than two fingers. If the answer is yes, your arm will resist the pressure and remain strong and unmoved. If the answer is no, your arm will lose energy and power and drop to your side. It's that simple. Remember, the key is yes or no answers. Try it right now and see for yourself. So if you have a friend or a family member or somebody close to you, try this instant feedback. If you feel like you can't really trust yourself right now, I feel like it's going to be a really good way to get back in tune with your body. And again, work up a sweat today. On the back, I'm seeing aura cleanse. So take some time today. I feel like our aura is kind of sticky, right? It's kind of this protective shield that at the same time gathers information from the outside world. So thoughts, ideas, moments, energy. Take 20 minutes of your day and have a mindful shower or a bath, right? Fill up your bath and put some essential oils in there, some lavender, some sea salt. If you don't have these things, that's fine. Just go ahead and soak for 20 minutes, thinking of all of these positive affirmations that you are, of your power, and that's really going to help you get centered and kind of clear your mind and stay tuned with yourself. So I'm going to go ahead and thank that deck. Thank you. I'm going to thank you as well. Thank you, and I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki, or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take three deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. when you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.